Hello, I'm Kevin Carmichael. This is Kevin Carmichael's Screen Fingers. Welcome to this episode. This is about composting.
Green fingers, green, green, green fingers.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the new theme, something I put together with one of my many friends. I think it's pretty good, if you like that sort of thing.
Moving on to this week's topic, I know that it isn't considered great to double dip, especially probably after you've only had one episode, but I just thought it was very important that we bring back composting, because I don't think we really got into the deeper elements of it, the sort of the philosophical side of the fact that it can remind you of your own mortality, where all of us are just gradually approaching death, some faster than others. And I just think it's important that we acknowledge that, I guess. Not death necessarily, but just the relation between death and composting. Not a lot of people think about it, but it's important. So, if you have any stories about composting, I'd love to hear them. I'd love for you to send them in at greenfingerspodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear whatever it is you have to say on the matter. You can share whatever your like favorite thing to compost. Favorite thing to compost is, you know, a lot of times I get the same old question of like, Kevin Carmichael, what is horticulture? I would like you to explain this to me, and I'm just like, I don't know how you can expect me to explain something like that. I mean, when you really, really get down to it, you have to think about it, and you have to ask yourself what isn't horticulture. I mean, in terms of what it is, it's a part of culture that relates to stuff that's often green, hence the name of this podcast. Although sometimes it can be, you know, other colors. Stuff, it's usually outside, usually out of doors. But I think you have to, each one of us has to come up with really our own personal definition and decide what that means to you, to me, you know. On the subject of listener feedback, I have been getting emails since the first podcast. It's gotten some good response, and I would like to read some of them on the air for you right now. Let's see. The first one here is from Sweet Tits 89. The second one here is from Sunflower Brenda. Sunflower Brenda is asking me, Dear Kevin, I really enjoyed the first podcast. Thanks. That's a nice way to start it. Dear Kevin, I really enjoyed the first podcast. I was just wondering how you got into horticulture. Well, I mean, that's sort of a loaded question. I don't think that I should have to answer that. Next one here is from Mistress Bulb. Mistress Bulb opens, Dear Mr. Carmichael, I stumbled upon your podcast, and I would just like to know, what is horticulture? Oh, Well, you know, I kind of this was sort of covered. I don't really know why I'm doing this if no one's gonna pay attention. Okay, and I believe we have one more email here. This one's from Skip Sandwich. Hey Kevin, I just wanted to write in and say that I think you're sitting on a real goldmine with this podcast of yours. Oh, well, that's a good start. There aren't that many programs out there about horticulture, and the way you put together your last podcast has convinced me that this could be the big break that it's been waiting for. Oh, wow. I particularly enjoyed your absolutely brilliant use of metaphor when describing compost and how you were able to tie in other things around us to help better understand how it works, such as the smells and attractive qualities towards certain animals. So flattering. Altogether, it makes for a great show that's very fun to listen to. However, I would like to suggest a few things to help improve the show, namely to avoid eating snacks during your speaking time. I mean, you've got something big on your hands here with this show, and you're just going to throw it away along with the crinkly candy wrappers that probably populate the floor near your desk? Seriously, Kevin, some goddamn professionalism isn't too much to ask for, is it? If you want to ruin a show about boating with your slobbery, that's fine. Don't ruin this opportunity for yourself. Get with the program, son, or people are going to mow right over you and your sugary addiction. Jesus, you'd think that the founder of a podcast this ingenious would have, oh, I don't know, a brain for Christ's sakes. Skip. Skip, I'm just gonna apologize to our viewership for your harsh language. And before I wrap up the show, remember, send all your you know, comments, questions, etc. to greenfingerspodcast@gmail.com.